Keyword research is not finished when the spreadsheet is full. It is finished when a real search job has a useful page, the website can support that page, and you know what to measure next. That is the workflow I use for keyword research and website SEO. Start with one audience, one business outcome, and a bounded seed topic. Gather keyword evidence but keep four different layers separate. Market estimates tell you what demand might exist. Live search results show what Google is serving now. Site diagnostics show whether your page is technically eligible and usable. First-party outcomes show what actually happened on your website. Those layers help each other. They do not replace each other. Search volume is not traffic. A difficulty score is not a Google metric. A clean audit score is not a ranking promise. Next, group keywords by the job a person is trying to complete. One useful page can serve a compatible cluster. A new page is only justified when the audience, task, or required format is genuinely different. Otherwise, you are not building topical authority. You are giving the same idea several URLs and asking them to compete for attention. Then map each cluster to a decision. Keep the current page, refresh it, merge overlapping pages, create something new, or decline the opportunity. Declining a shiny keyword is allowed. The spreadsheet will recover. Once the page purpose is clear, audit the destination. Check discovery, crawlability, indexability, canonical signals, rendering, internal links, content quality, accessibility, and performance. Prioritize fixes by impact, confidence, effort, and risk, not by whichever score has the most dramatic color. The Research Pro walkthrough grounds this in one recorded run. The keyword export expanded iMarketing into 282 rows. The website report covered 42 crawled pages and showed a composite health score of 98 alongside 13 findings. Those values belong to that dated provider-backed example. They are evidence of what the run displayed, not a forecast for another site. Finally, write down the page, intended search job, exact change, date, and measurement plan before publishing. Then use Search Console, analytics, and real business outcomes to challenge the decision. The useful output is not a bigger keyword list. It is one defensible page decision connected to a website that can support it, with evidence that can prove you wrong later. That is less magical than pressing an optimize button. It is also how SEO becomes a learning system instead of a very confident-looking pile of columns.